All right, hey everyone. Excited to be back. It's been a couple of years. We got a new format. Really, the purpose of the show is it's a bit selfish. I won't lie. I'd say it's more for me than it is for you. But if you're here and you're listening, well, then thank you. And I hope that I hope I give you some nuggets to take back in some arguments with your friends when it comes to sports, and maybe even perhaps we'll see. I guess the jury's out on this one, but I maybe entertain you a little bit. So it's first one. I got to get my sea legs under me. I don't intend these to be long. If I have more to say down the road, then we'll keep it going. But when you have an itch, you got to scratch it. So this is me scratching this itch, and I hope you enjoy Quick Hits with Dre. That's me. I'm the host. So I want to start off by it's laughable to see the Giants go into the last game of the year like this. And Philly, I'm sure, rest some guys, and they're not going to go ahead and put out a whole playbook of what they're going to be using come playoff time. But boy, if you're a Giant fan today watching that game, as I am a Giant fan, a loyal, suffering Giant fan. Not as bad as you Jet fans, but yeah, it's been tough. So watching that game and seeing them actually have competence on the field, Tyrod Taylor making throws, making plays, Sterling Shepard maybe playing his last game as the New York Football Giant. I think it shows that there are brighter skies ahead. They'll get the sixth pick in the draft. It's official. I think that I think they need to go back to the drawing board in a sense of what 2007 and 2011 brought some of us who are old enough to remember. That's me dating myself, or maybe some of the young ones. But if you weren't old enough to remember those teams, one of the most, I would say, glaring characteristics of that team, of those teams rather, was quite simply they got after the quarterback. Like that's what made those teams. And so when you start to think about 2024 Giants, and I know we're just really putting a bow on the 2023 season. But when you look ahead, and well, that's all you have now that the playoffs will start, and we'll cover that in a little bit. But maybe the sixth pick in the draft might not be bad to go get themselves a guy can get after that quarterback, get in his kitchen a little bit. We got too many. I'm not mad at the secondary. I think the defense, when you look at the whole body of work of Wink, I mean, yeah, could have it been better? Sure. But when you saw the Giants offense stay on the field for extended periods of time throughout the season, as it progressed, you saw a capable defense that was able to get its win back. When you're out there and you have three and outs left and right, there's only so much the defense can do. So, promises things ahead. The Daniel Jones future will linger. I think that at this point, they got to pay him for next year, right? So he's on the team. Let's just put that out there. Let's not act like the Giants are going to go cut Daniel Jones this year. If they do that, we are looking at a significant cap hit. So I don't see it happening. If they do it, I mean, I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked if they do it. So he'll be on the team. Let's not act like he's not going to be on the team. But I'm not thinking that Tommy Cutlets is going to give him a run for his money. But I think that they need to make sure that everybody knows that it's the best man for the job. It's no longer Daniel Jones's team. And hopefully he gets back from injury and he's healthy and he can make the throws. But I mean, we saw Tyrod Taylor make throws. We haven't seen that in a long time. Maybe not since Eli. And they got to stretch the field. I mean, sporadically Jones makes that throw, but I mean, Tyrod Taylor, he's throwing it in the breadbasket. This guy's 60 yards down the field. There's something to be said for that. So, you know, we'll look ahead. We'll wait anxiously and hopefully for what the Giants do for this sixth pick that they'll have coming up, I guess sometime in June. So, you know, let's put a bow on the season, wrap it up, and, you know, take some of the positives, throw away a lot of negatives, and then we'll move on. And that's it. So, you know, that's it for the 2023 Football Giants, New York Football Giants. That's it. So, and then we turn the page, right? You know, we look at the New York Jets, your New York Jets, not mine. Although I'll root. Of course, I'll root against the Patriots. That's easy to do. So, yeah, I mean, as a New York fan, I have nothing about, you know, the Jets that I would root against, but. Boy, as a Jet fan, are you left reeling? I mean, all the hopes of this year, and now we sit for another year and hope. Is Aaron Rodgers back? Is he as healthy as he was? Do they get a new turf? I mean, there's a lot of questions. Look, I can't stand here and tell you that I know all the answers, especially for the Jets, but I do know one thing. It ain't Zach Wilson. No. He's not your guy. I think the Jets need to go out, make sure that they have a competent backup in case something happens again. Going to have to figure out, is this the quarterback that will lead the Jets to the promised land? Or is he too old? Are his best days behind him now that he has this injury? I don't know, but, you know, it's always fun to watch a snow game on a rainy Sunday here in New York and see the Jets squeak one out in some way. I know it was 17-3. I mean, they're just a turnover away or a pick six away from that being a different game. And will that be it for a legendary career of Bill Belichick? Will he want to keep doing this? I mean, does he really want to start over, move to a new town? I mean, there's a lot of questions there, but I won't lose sleep over Bill Belichick and not having a job if that's the case. I do think the Patriots would be crazy to let him go and move on from him after everything. It just goes to show you that, I mean, if they were to fire Bill Belichick, that it really is. So what have you done for me lately? NFL. So, yeah, something to think about there. You know, we'll move on here. We'll give you a little bit. The Trailblazers last night took out the Nets. It's a 134-127 in overtime. I mean, those are two bad teams. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not going to pretend like I watched that game for a second. But in quick hits, you gotta make sure that you give people what they're after, and gotta let you know what happened in that game too. So, yeah, I mean, thankfully, I can't believe I'm even saying this. Thankfully, I'm a Knicks fan. That just goes to show you where the Nets are. But I think that things change quickly. So you get a player here, a player there, and before you know it, next year, maybe a little more hope for them. And that's what today's about. It's a day of hope. So, as we turn the page on New York sports for the day, let's go ahead and focus in on what I think is going to be a pretty interesting NFL football playoff. And so if you're not ready for it as I am, if you're not as excited, I mean, look, when you're a fan of the Jets and the Giants, I think all you have to do is look forward to some fun, exciting games, some good football, some meaningful football, besides hoping to lose games to get a higher draft pick. It depends, you know, how you look at meaningful, but yeah, I mean, if we're previewing, I've always had a thing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really like Mike Tomlin. I think that'll be a tough stretch, but they are playing some really good football, sneaky good football. You always worry about that hot team, you know, and I think that, you know, it's in Buffalo. Weather could be a factor. Would love to see Miami. Oh boy, would I love to see Miami go into Kansas City. Kansas City just did not look good yesterday. So that would be a quite interesting to see Miami come out, going into Kansas City, maybe punching them in the mouth a little bit. They're going to have to get off to a hot start. They're also reeling. So I think those are two teams that are still kind of looking to find themselves and maybe find a little confidence while they're at it. Confidence is fleeting. It's one of those things. If you have it, man, you feel like you're never going to lose it. And when you don't have it, you know, you feel like you can never get it back. So, but you know, Kansas City's tried and true, right? I mean, battle tested, been there before. I think they're probably Patrick Mahomes and squad and company. Probably pretty good at turning the page. So when you've been there before, and they certainly have, they'll act like it. So I think it's up to Miami to get out to a hot start. Feel like they belong in the game and not let doubt creep in. So then my AFC team that I've been rooting for, boy, do I love the Browns. I've had a thing for the Browns for a little bit. I won't say I'm not going to sit here and act like I was rooting for them when they were 1-15 back. I don't know, in the maybe not the Baker Mayfield days. Who's the other guy? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. But needless to say, these last couple of years, I've enjoyed watching them. I think they'll go into Houston and put a hurting on Houston. I think they have a good defense. I think that they run the ball well, and I think that they got a little something there with Joey Flacco. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. So NFC wise, man, I mean, obviously being a Giant fan, it's really tough to sit here and act like you know, I don't have two teams here that I absolutely can't stand. And would love nothing more to see them be embarrassed in Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, I can't imagine Green Bay going into Dallas and really standing much of a chance. I can't see it. I can't see it. Maybe, you know, yeah. And then obviously Philadelphia will go into Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay will meet its demise. That'll be it for Tampa Bay. It was nice. They did what they did and won the NFC South. And it's cute and all, but they're not a playoff team. They're not. That division's a cakewalk. So we'll move on from them. The Rams, Detroit. Man, I think this is the game on the NFC side that you kind of want to circle on the calendar, you know, you circle this game. It's an 8 PM Sunday night. And clearly it's going to be, I think this is a good game. You know, you got Stafford going back to Detroit. You got Detroit playing well. I mean, Detroit is, I think Detroit's going to win. I think once you start hitting Matthew Stafford, gets happy feet back there, you know, starts hearing footsteps. So they run the ball well. They'll control the clock. You know, I could see them winning that game. I wouldn't say easily, but the Rams have had their problems. But, you know, when you go back to experience sometimes, I think that they'll have the ability to keep this game close. And then, you know, obviously it's one of those things you never know. You never know. So we'll watch that game. We'll root for Detroit. I'd love to see it. It's a good feel-good story, right? It's good for Detroit fans. I don't really get to see a playoff game too often, so they should enjoy it. So, yeah, we'll, you know, look ahead to that. That should be exciting. And then on the docket for tonight, we have some exciting stuff. Now, you know, can't say I'm a big college football guy. I used to work in a research room back in the day for CBS, and I watch a lot of college football, a lot of bad college football, actually. And that's nothing to take away from the kids out there playing the game. But when you watch some top 100 teams as opposed to the top five, it's a different – you're watching a different ball game. So I think tonight will be entertaining. I've always had an affinity for Michigan, zero to do with anything other than I grew up liking their helmets as a kid. So it's one of those things, you know. I can't say I know much about it. I think the edge has to go to Michigan at the end of the day. They got a lot of firepower. I think Washington is sneaky. They got here. They're here, right? These aren't professionals. These are kids. It should be interesting. These two undefeated teams, exactly what the college football playoffs is all about. Cream rising to the top and getting the two best teams playing the best to play against each other in the championship. So, look forward to that tonight. I'm going to go Michigan. Maybe I'm a front runner, but regardless, the only football I've watched of either team, let's be real, was the last 2 weeks. So, or last week rather. So that's really just a homer pick on my part. And then, this one's fun for me. I'm really, really looking forward. You got the Rangers Canucks tonight at the Garden. This is going to be a good game. Yeah, I'm a Ranger fan. Through and through, since I was a kid, watched some great hockey, some bad hockey, sticking it out through it all. And here we are, making a change in the offseason to get in Peter Laviolette. And, you know, I'll tell you, I didn't realize the impact that head coach can have. And boys, he had an impact. This team, it's playing. It's playing in the system. It's playing fast. It's not thinking. It's instinctual. And when you play that type of hockey, you're on the move the way they've been playing. They hit people. They take the body. They forecheck. They get back on D. You see less shots in the middle of the ice. It's a big deal. And that's why we're seeing success. They're turning defense into offense. He's let these guys loose. These guys are – they're Panarin, all of them down the row. They let loose. Kreider, you name it. They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. They got young guys. They got old guys. It's a good mix. We'll see. We'll see if they stay healthy. They get some of these guys back. If they get Flip back, Kako back. Could be interesting. Could be interesting. Could be like making trades without making trades. So really exciting. Really exciting to see. You know, I guess I can give you my prediction. I mean, I want the Rangers to win, so I can't go around saying. But if you're looking for a good hockey game, that might be the one. And then lastly, here you are. We got golf. I can't help myself. So if you're not interested, now might be the time to maybe head on out. But is there nothing worse than watching a bunch of guys walking around in 85 degree weather in Hawaii while we're sitting here in the freezing cold in New York? Boy, oh boy. I mean, that can't play golf, so I got to watch golf. That's the worst thing in the world. Well, that's not true. But I was rooting for my boy Spieth. Great to see Chris Kirk, though, win again. I know he won last year, but you root for guys like that. You know, you really do. You root for guys like that. And, the comeback story keeps coming back. So good for him. Like to see these different names at the top of the leaderboard. Unfortunately, sadly, I just watching these events now that the split has happened, and regardless of where you are in that, if you don't know what I'm talking about, LIV and PGA, when I watch these tournaments and I see some unfamiliar names at the top of the leaderboard, I just can't help but wonder if I wouldn't see their name had LIV and PGA figured something out and had these guys playing where they belong to be playing. In whatever tournament they feel like playing in. That's what it's about. That's what the PGA Tour was about. It's about anyone with the ability and the merits to play in a tournament. And hopefully we'll see that down the road. We'll see. Time will tell if they'll come to an agreement finally, make it happen. But, still fun to watch. I always enjoy watching really great golf. And, 29 under. Sheesh. What's it going to be? I mean, these guys are driving the ball over 400 yards. I know it's a quirky golf course, a lot of downhill and elevation and yada yada. But what's it going to be in 5 years? I know the rollback's coming. In 6 years or whatnot, but what are we gonna see? Are we gonna see 40 under? Like, is a tournament gonna be won 40 under? I don't know. I mean, I love seeing birdies, but I also like seeing them work hard to grind out a par. But we'll wait for the U.S. Open for that one. And lastly, before we sign off for the day, Tiger. Tiger not with Nike anymore. Just announced today. It is what it is, right? I mean, you wonder if it was like, well, you know what, Tiger, we're not really getting an ROI on this investment anymore. We're not really getting much out of it. Or is it just Nike leaving golf apparel for good? Just like they did with Nike equipment back whatever amount of years ago that is now. Don't know. Maybe more will come out about it, but very interested to see. Very interested. Does Tiger put on, does someone else pick up Tiger? Or does Tiger just go rogue? Does he go, he's got the money. Does he just start making his own golf clothes? Just put slap TW on everything? I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'll be weird. It'll be weird when he shows up, probably at the Genesis out in LA, in February, I believe. It'll be interesting to see what he's donning, what he's got on. So, those are my quick hits. Hopefully I didn't drag it out too long for you. Like I said, I want to be able to get you some touch points. Entertain you a little bit, give you something to think about, and anything question wise, hit me up in the comments. Always happy to debate and you know, talk it out, right? So tune in next time. And yeah, Quick Hits with Dre. Cheers, guys.